President Donald Trump and Republican leaders will reportedly now turn their attention to tax reform after pulling the Republican bill to repeal and replace Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act for lack of Republican votes. But even Democrats say while the suggested Republican changes were draconian in their minds, Obamacare does need repair. A handful of states only have one insurer on the exchange, and in pockets, people are seeing big premium increases. Bill Clinton, during the 2016 presidential campaign, infamously called Obamacare the craziest thing in the world. So what truly needs fixing, and can that happen politically? President Trump has said he'll just let it explode. Julie Rovner is a senior correspondent for Kaiser Health News. And Julie, could you start with expanding on what are the critical problems?
Well, as you just mentioned, you know, in some parts of the country, there are very few insurers. It's possible that next year there will be no insurers in some parts of the country. And premiums have gone up dramatically in a few states. It all depends, you know, where premiums began. In states like Arizona, where you saw 100% increases, it's because they basically underpriced for the first couple of years. But indeed, people are concerned about rising premiums. They're particularly concerned about rising out-of-pocket costs, these very high deductibles and co-insurance and co-payments. And people say, you know, we're required to get insurance and we want to be insured, but then we can't afford to use our insurance. So there are some serious problems that I think everyone agrees needs to be addressed.
Well, a couple of things. Some of the architects of Obamacare are saying if those states, if many states had just expanded their Medicaid, as we'd asked, that would have taken care of some of these problems. But where do you see places where Republicans and Democrats can work together to spackle it? What could be the fixes for some of those rising premiums or no insurers?
Well, one of the important things, well, there's a couple of things. One of them is that the Republicans actually worked to kind of undermine the law by taking away some of the backstops for the insurance companies that were losing business. And in fact, in the Republican bill, they were going to put those back. And that's something that I think Republicans and Democrats could agree on, that if you, you know, lower the risk for the insurance companies, they'll be more willing to get into the market. Mm-hmm. The other thing that needs to happen is that the individual market, people who buy their own insurance, they need more younger, healthier people in that market. One of the things that some people have been talking about recently is that maybe it wasn't such a great idea to let kids up to age 26 stay on their parents' health plans. Maybe they should be in the individual market since they're the young, healthy ones and don't cost that much. And that would help spread the risk more broadly among people who are in that market.
Boy, that's a popular aspect of the
it is.
But we're talking about compromise, and Democrats may have to give that up to get some of the things they want.
Republicans want that, too.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Is there a chance? And people, Americans may have to give it up to keep their health care. Is there a chance for compromise, though? The Trump administration needed some of the cuts to Obamacare to pay for the planned tax cuts the president wants. Maybe Democrats can get some fixes to health care and in return go along with the tax cuts. I mean, where do you see compromise?
Well, you can see places where there could be a compromise. You could certainly see a compromise between the moderate Republicans and the Democrats, or at least most of the Democrats, if President Trump wanted to play it that way. I don't know whether he wants to really cut out the conservative Republicans. I could see the Republicans getting together on a plan to just turn more of it back to the states rather than restructure it from Washington, let the states go out and experiment. That could conceivably pass with just Republican votes. So there are a lot of different ways this could play out. But, you know, waiting for it to implode, it's not entirely clear that it will implode. On the other hand, the Trump administration could facilitate that implosion.
Well,
there's some steps they could take that would make it collapse a little sooner.
Just briefly, what about the concerns that Republicans could exacerbate the problem and make it implode?
Well, one quick thing that they could do is drop this lawsuit that a federal judge last year found that the cost-sharing subsidies for people with low incomes to help them pay those deductibles and out-of-pocket costs are illegal. And if the Trump administration dropped the appeal of the lawsuit, that decision would stand. Those subsidies would go away. That would have a huge impact on the entire individual market and would speed up the problems.
What is your sense, Julie, of Congress coming back to health care? They say they're moving on. The Republicans say they're moving on.
Well, they will have to, you know, it depends how many insurers decide that they're going to offer coverage, and we'll know that later in the spring and in the early summer. And if it's really bad, then I think Republicans might have to come back to the table and they might have to go to the Democrats. But, you know, it's all sort of and very fluid right now. Obviously, the committees in charge of this have other things that they have to do, including some health related things. So you could see it, you know, involved in some other bill.
Yeah. Julie Rovner, senior correspondent for Kaiser Health News. A new day dawns after the Republican plan was pulled on Friday, and we'll see what happens going forward. Julie, thank you.
Always a pleasure.